It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Caveman to the studio. Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You just came back. You got out of Outside Lands, right?
Yeah, up in San Fran. It's pretty fun.
What was the highlight for you in terms of seeing what two bands? I know you can't whittle it down to one.
Two bands. Well, I was pretty excited to see Lionel Richie. I think he's great.
That's cool.
And Radiohead was great. Ryan Adams was great. So I just gave you three, but
that's all right.
Air was great.
Air was great. Yeah.
See, now we like Caveman because we know that in reading and exploring different things about your collective taste, you guys can comfortably and assuredly say Lionel Richie, Radiohead, Ryan Adams, Air. Yeah, those are all good.
Yeah.
And we like that kind of inclusion, so yeah. Good for you guys. Why don't we start out with a song from Arterial War, and we can talk about the making of the record and all things Caveman, and we'll pick it up on the other side. What do you want to start with?
We'll start with a song called On My Own.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN.
Another way, I think about the things that we once said. Give it just another try, cause you don't want me, I'll be on my own. If I had another day to take a chance on everything we had. Give it just another try, cause you don't want me, I'll be on my own. Should we make a plan to stay? Or can we make it up another way? Tell me if it was a lie, cause you don't want me, I'll be on my own. Never had another day, and hopefully these things won't be so bad. Give it just another try, cause you don't want me, I'll be on my own. Oh, on, on. Oh, on. Just like everybody else is coming out real loud. It's the way it always was. Or am I just looking out? I don't want to talk about it. Plan to stay, or can we make it up another way? Tell me if it was a lie, cause you don't want me, I'll be on my own. Oh, on, on. Oh, on. Just like everybody else is coming out real loud. It's the way it always was. Just looking out. I don't want to talk about it.
It's 88.5 KCSN, live in session with Caveman, as they get prepared to play a show at the Bootleg Theater tomorrow night. There was a period, we go back to about, I think it was 2011, when Coco Beware was released, and then the eponymous Caveman number 2. And then there was about a three-year gap between records that Matthew, my understanding is you spent a lot of time writing and then collaborating in the van while you toured and picking up, ideas, because you wanted to have a sense of what this record was going to be before you went into the studio. Talk about that process.
We were traveling so much that it was kind of hard to wrap our heads around how to kind of write on the road at first. So that took a minute, and I think it ended up being a cooler process because we were limited to kind of what we could use while writing. If it's your laptop or whenever, if you're at a sound check and you have a guitar for a second, you can try some stuff out. But then we really wanted to just make sure that all the songs made a lot of sense. And in our last two records, we kind of went in the studio with half of an idea and tried to work it out after that. And this one, I think we had pretty much full ideas. And anything, we were just trying out random things instead of like trying to finish a song.
And there was also, in preparation, I think there was a sense in what I've heard that you wanted to have a collective sense of what the record was going to feel like, be like. Now, obviously, things evolve as you are in the studio and recording, but you did want to have a more, I guess, realized sense of what the album was going to be about as you entered into the studio, and then the studios for finding a happy accidents from that point on, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we were able to go in this time and one day of kind of setting up, and then all of a sudden we were recording songs because we knew exactly what we wanted to do. So I think that helped out in that sense because there was no like time being wasted. It was kind of just right to work.
You talked about, we laughed and we joked about the broad base of inspirations that the band has, when we were talking about the inclusion of the artists you mentioned from outside lands that you just performed with. You've performed with and headlined, of course, and a lot of shows. You've been a touring band and you've worked hard, based largely out of New York City. Most of you are New York City residents. Mm-hmm. Just breaking through a scene like the Williamsburg scene or the New York City scene, it takes a degree of commitment, does it not?
There's a lot of bands out there. I just think we, kept playing good shows, and the right people saw us at the right time and just like gave us good shows and just kept kind of pushing through. I mean, there's a lot of bands everywhere too, so New York can sound intimidating, but I guess since we have lived there kind of our whole lives, we don't think about it as much that way.
Silver Lake will give Williamsburg a run for its money these days. LA's got a few bands too, at least when I last... I haven't completed the head count. I'm still working on it, but it's getting up there. You guys want to play a song, and we'll get even more Caveman fans realizing how good you are by listening to a song on KCSN. What do you want to play next?
80 West.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah. All right.
You always had a good reason, but I don't need one at all. I never really thought you would believe someone who's been down all the time. You let me in on your feelings, and now they're easy to read. I never really thought you would believe someone who's been down all of the time. Because I cannot wait so long to say I'm leaving 'cause of you. Yeah, I suppose that way of living would be easy 'cause of you. So I'll keep them around, keep them around. There was a wave of good feelings, and that was harder on me. or keep them around all of the time. Because I cannot wait so long to say I'm leaving 'cause of you. Yeah, I suppose that way of living would be easy 'cause of you. So I'll keep them around. Keep them around. Keep them around. Keep them around. Whoa. 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 Oh.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're live with Caveman. That's 80 West from their most recent Otero War. Let's talk about the video for Never Going Back, a song that we've been playing a lot on KCSN. Where did the inspiration for that video come, and are you happy with the results, and does it reflect, would you say that it reflects adequately on the Caveman, more or less sensibility?
It was definitely something we wanted to do, a little psychedelic thing. We got Steven Sebring to do it, who's pretty cool. And, it was mostly just us sitting in a room discussing, we wanted to have some trippy things and have us walking around. I think it fits what we were trying to do. I like the whole space look of it.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like our album cover a little bit.
Yep. It thematically, it ties in. And for all of our fans out there listening now, we do know a great many of you will still buy what he referred to as an album. And that's a good thing. And we also encourage you to see, if you've not yet seen the video, because it does bring a certain amount of levity and fun to the band. Would it be inappropriate for me to ask you if you could play Never Going Back now?
We were planning on it. Yeah.
Well, then I guess it would be A-OK, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll stick with the interplanetary theme, and we'll do an A-OK on listening to the new one, Never Going Back. It's Caveman live on KCSN.
Just a lie that leaves. me back again. Ooh, never going back again. Just a lie that leads me back again. Ooh, never going back again. Ooh, never going back again.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're live in session with Caveman, just as the there's an emergency broadcast test coming over, guys. I don't know if we're the perpetrators of whatever is being sent out as an alert, but I hope not. One thing I do want to put our listeners on alert for is tomorrow night at the Bootleg Theater, Caveman will be performing. We encourage you to come out and see the band in their full scope, their full comprehensive full band scope, as well as pick up their new album, Otero War. This is the first time we had you out. We hope it's not the last time, because we certainly want to continue to hear more from you and do whatever we can to support you. So we hope we'll see you again.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we look forward to it down the road. But meanwhile, you've been listening to Caveman live on 88.5 KCSN.